Bible beaters? No. Okay. Jews.
We just called them Jews. We didn't have.
Okay.
Isn't it funny? We had no derogatory terms.
Okay.
Until you all kept on telling us what
what
we should not call them, and that's when we started calling them that.
Okay. What about Germans?
We had none. The only Germans I ever knew, really, because I never thought of them as Germans. They were Augustans if they had funny names like Dessau and Kolke.
Uh-huh.
But during World War II, at the Arsenal where Augusta College is now, they had German prisoners.
Huh.
And I had a friend that lived on McDowell Street, and I used to come up Walton Way and catch the get off the bus and walk that way, and they were beautiful. They were these beautiful blonde-headed men with these blue eyes, and I just couldn't understand why they had them locked up.
Okay. People from the north.
Yankees.
Okay. Any other way? Well, you mentioned damn Yankee last time.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. No, I guess it wasn't you. I was Frisco was telling me about his grandmother who would never swear, but she would know. She would always say, damn Yankee.
It was one word. It was not a swear word.
Yeah. Okay, and then different ethnic groups, Scots, French, Greeks.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Mexicans.
Here?
Yeah. No. No names. Okay. What do you call... somebody who, okay, wait a second. What's a linhead?
Okay, a linhead is somebody that worked in the mills on the loom. It was a very poorly paid person. He was called a linhead because from the loom he always got junk in his hair.
Okay.
Name turtle.
Some of the games you might play as a kid.
Hide and go seek, jump rope, jacks, marbles. That's about it. You're talking about outside activity games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
what about any really rough games that the kids might play that you might have played as a kid?
Football?
Football. Any games in the street? Or just
kick the can.
Kick the can.
Yeah.
What's kick the can to you?
Well, when you put a can in the middle of the street and you kick it and everybody runs, and then you have to come back and kick it in the summer.
Okay.
Hide and go seek is the most common game, I think, played in the summertime at night.
Games played with knives.
Mumbly peg, I never knew how to play it. I never played it. Lanny did.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, now, I wonder if you would read this for me. Could you?
Yeah. My grandfather put his poor old Ford car out to pasture in 1940, and for 14 years he rode the train 4 mornings and 4 afternoons a week, getting up at 5 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays to light the sooty old oil burner, boil his pot of coffee, and catch the deer route man as he drove past to get his orange juice and his daily bottle of milk. After he had taken his bath, he had his half slice of toast, his glass of orange juice, his milk and his cup of coffee. Shut up. Then he put on his bulky overcoat with his fur collar, stepped into the yard, waited 2 or 3 minutes for the local bus, and boarded the train, which was due at 8 a.m. What he did during the 8 hours he was in his office, we never knew. Perhaps it was just as well that his business was foreign to us, because Grandfather always took a rather calm, if not downright careless, attitude toward the law. My sister Mary used to say that she didn't care what he did as long as he fought his suits in the courts and not in the family. Your typos are hard. On Saturdays, and when he came home at night, he might water the lawn or perhaps borrow a hammer or a wheelbarrow from Ms. Forrest, his next-door neighbor, in a vain attempt to stop the long-overdue jobs of patching his roof or cleaning his garage, which was filled with everything from broken mirrors to broken music boxes, from rusty scissors to rusty funnels, not to mention a crop of horrid wasps which had haunted the place for years. I can still remember seeing a lot of paper towels